The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio Countdown. Number 10.
It's been 20 years since it's been done, and I don't know when it'll be done again, but, you know, just to be the team to break that record, like, that's incredible, man. And you know, it takes so much focus. You know, every night someone's gunning for you, and so much dedication and commitment to each other. You know, it's not about playing for yourself or playing for stats. It's about playing for each other, and that's how something like this is accomplished. So, man, it's incredible.
There's Draymond Green, forward for the Golden State Warriors, commenting on his team's record-breaking win this week. The Warriors set the record for the best regular season mark in NBA history with a record of 73-9. Wow. The Warrior NBA record, number 10 this week, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. And normally, at the number 10 spot is something from the world of sports talk radio. We're overviewing what's been going on this past week, the week ending Friday, the 15th of April. So let's, you and I together over the next hour, go through the top 10 talk topics in radio, research conducted by the folks at Talkers Magazine, where you can find a list of the heavy 100 in the world of news talk radio, conversation radio. It is the premier publication. Go to talkers.com where you find Talkers Magazine, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. And thus, we have the strength of this list. It comes from listening to talk radio programs and hosts and stations all across the country. So the list has been determined. We'll count down from number 10 to number 1. And the Warriors' NBA record is number 10.
Number 9.
Number 9 this week all of the, I was going to say fuss, but it deserves a better word than that. All the focus on the lesbian and bisexual and gay and transvestite world, the laws that are being passed against those lifestyles. Here's radio talk show host Chad Hartman talking to Emily Zenos, a mother of 5, and Kate Crow, a transgender woman, about the proposed bill in Minnesota that mirrors other so-called bathroom bills in North Carolina and in Mississippi.
Why have you decided to speak out publicly in support of this potential bill?
I think it's really important that Minnesotans right now have a discussion on this issue, and I'm glad that we're all finally getting to do that. I have 5 children attending schools in Minnesota right now. This came up at my children's former school. As of right now, they're allowing boys to use the girls' bathroom and vice versa if they choose. This is an issue that's going on at schools all over Minnesota right now, and most parents really don't even know about it. For me, I teach my children at home to close the door when they use the bathroom. This is a private act. So how can I explain to them now that at school, they're going to have to share their bathrooms and the locker rooms with the opposite sex? So I'm really concerned about the safety and the privacy of all school children, gender nonconforming or not, and of all women in Minnesota. And I think that our lawmakers should be concerned about this, too.
Kate, you hear that point in similar words often from folks who are in support of the bill. How do you respond?
I think that it's essentially based on a false premise. I think that we have 20 years of data in the state of Minnesota and 40 years of data in the city of Minneapolis that show us that there are no problems with trans folks acting as predators either in public or at their place of employment or at schools. So essentially, I think what this bill does and perhaps what Emily seeks to do, perhaps unknowingly, is solve a problem that doesn't exist. And I think that we also have to begin with talking about what language means. And when Emily suggests that we have boys going into girls' bathrooms in her kids' charter school, I think that what that says is that Emily doesn't believe that I exist. And saying that when someone is a boy who identifies as a trans woman or a trans child, a trans girl in this case, goes into a bathroom, and when someone identifies that person as a boy, that person essentially erases that person's existence and in turn erases my existence. So I think that we need to be really careful with the language that we use and the premises from which we base our argument here.
Number eight item on the countdown as we review the top 10 is the government waste, fraud, corruption, abuse, the so-called pig book, which gets put out every year by the folks at Citizens Against Government Waste. Here is radio host Robert Mangino, along with Shelley Duffy, talking to Sean Kennedy, who's the director of research at Citizens Against Government Waste. They discuss the book that came out this week and what your tax dollars are being wasted on.
The amount of earmarks continues to grow over the past couple of years, not as bad as it once was. What were some of the spending issues that stood out as you were looking at this report?
Yeah, there's a couple of examples that stand out. As usual, the Department of Defense got a lion's share of the earmarks. They got 65% of the $5.1 billion in earmarks from this year. And there's a couple of head-scratchers in there, including a $40 million earmark for the M1 Abrams tank upgrade program. And this is unusual because the Pentagon actually opposes this program and have for years, but members of Congress add funding for it anyway.
Pentagon doesn't want it. The brass doesn't want it, but Congress is saying we're giving it to you anyway.
Yeah, that's right. And probably the explanation lies in the fact that this thing is manufactured across the country. Its main plant is in Ohio, but it has parts manufactured all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So it has a lot of buy-in from members of Congress. And this is probably, there's indication of this in the legislation where it said the funding was for, quote, industrial base support. So this kind of, strikes me as a jobs program that disguises national security spending.
You called that a head scratcher. What were some of the others that you found?
Yeah, another one, within the defense spending was an earmark $255 million for two additional F-35 Joint Strike Fighter planes for the Navy. And this is a little unusual because, you know, it was a really bad year for the Joint Strike Fighter. There's a number of problems just across the board with this thing. And instead of meeting the requirement or the budget request that the administration had, members of Congress, instead of asking questions whether this is a program we need to continue forward with, they added two additional planes. There's a lot of questions as to whether the planes, the F-16 and the A-10 are two that it is set to replace, whether the F-35 can do the job as capably as those planes can. So it's a little strange to see a further commitment to that program.
Put into perspective the fact that another government agency, the Government Accounting Office, says, I made the reference of saying another government office, another government program, another government focus, studying the same sort of thing, finds the Pentagon could run their business day to day using $460 billion instead of the $700 billion that is set aside. That's how much waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse there is in that part of the system. It's unbelievable. And people are not asking the candidates about this. Trump talks about it all the time. I don't hear Sanders talking about it, but wouldn't you want to have candidates for the presidency addressing this? I certainly would. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Think responsibly.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Number seven.
Number seven is a focus on the September 11th document, so-called 28 pages. Taco's Dave Ross with CBS News reporter Pam Coulter on what they know regarding these 28 pages.
Aren't there rumors around the correspondence there about what is in these papers? Don't we pretty much know what's in there?
Well, we know what we heard, Dave, from the members of Congress and former lawmakers who have actually read those 28 pages that are being held in a secret, you know, vault on Capitol Hill. And it's basically the final chapter to the congressional report on the 9/11 attacks. And what they have said is that there is some information that links a possible Saudi network, including a man who was identified by the FBI as a Saudi agent, to people who supplied support to some of the 9/11 hijackers. 15 of the 19 hijackers, of course, we know were Saudis. And it's not conclusive proof that they were doing it to aid in the attacks, but it may have been, and that's something that these lawmakers want to get out in the public.
Well, one of the stories I've heard is that, there are a couple of things, that Saudi Arabian intelligence created, funded, and armed the Taliban army, that there were anti-American factions in the Saudi court that provided Osama bin Laden with huge sums of money to establish a base of influence there. I mean, this kind of stuff. And also that they were manipulating oil prices and apparently broke a promise to keep them low. I mean, since a lot of this is out there, why not release it?
Well, Josh Earnest's explanation yesterday was he didn't know what was in the 28 pages, but he says the intelligence community needs to go through this review. It's a standard review that they do to make sure that the release would not compromise the national security and provide any information on intelligence sources and methods. That's what they don't want revealed. We don't know yet whether it's going to be released or not. The administration is working and hoping that declassification review will be finished by the time the president leaves office or beforehand. And, of course, you know, some of the 9/11 families, the people who lost loved ones that day, they want that information released because it potentially could help in a lawsuit that's been filed as a result of the attacks.
Well, it seems to imply that we were played for suckers. I mean, that's the impression I got reading some of these, quote, reports on what's in there.
Me too. It sounds like we were suckers for sure. Still are with the Saudis. 21 after the hour.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
The number six item this week is a focus on one of the worst, this is my own pejorative, one of the worst companies in our country, Verizon. And the workers there, almost 40,000 of them gone on strike, union members. Here from Philadelphia, talk host Dom Giordano talking to Rick Bloomingdale, who's the president of the AFL-CIO in Pennsylvania. They discussed the strike this week and what some of the presidential candidates have had to say about this strike.
Sanders has been the one most on this Verizon thing, for example, that's hitched his wagon to it. I'm sure Hillary says the right things as far as organized labor on it. He's been the one most out there. But that doesn't have appeal to me, making the argument this is just about corporate greed. Do you think that's an argument you would make?
Well, I mean, it certainly is about corporate greed. I mean, when you have, you know, a CEO making $18 million and 200 times his, what the average worker makes. Now, no question he's running a big corporation, but, you know, folks got to decide whether or not that's adequate or too much. And I think, you know, look, somebody gave me $1 million a year, I could easily live on that. So I'm not sure why people really need $18 million.
Oh, Rick, come on now. Well, I don't want to go into your salary or mine, but, you know, you just said it. If the more someone's willing to give it to you, I'm never going to begrudge. I want Rick Bloomingdale to make as much as you can make, and I want to make as much as I can make.
And that should all be about, and a CEO, it should be about profitability. It should
right.
be about shareholders. It should be about workers and their assets. Too often these folks treat workers like liabilities rather than assets.
But Rick, I'd have to say, in some industries, you know, I think the workers are saying, isn't this true, that these are pretty good middle-class jobs. I don't think they're overwhelming the salary. I'm not saying, I'm not diminishing, but they're afraid of being diminished now. Is that what the argument is?
Yeah, I mean, they're skilled workers who have spent a lifetime developing skills to make sure that we get the best service
right.
to our homes. I mean, these are folks who have taken the time to be educated, maybe not through college, or
mm-hmm.
but to be educated on a job, take training courses to make sure that, you know, when that cell signal or that landline and Verizon, that TV comes on, you know, it's the clearest signal that we have. Fios is great in our homes. You know, our internet signals are terrific. You know, it's a great, those guys do a great job, guys and gals, do a great job making sure that we get terrific service, and whether it's landline, whether it's the internet into our homes, whether it's the Verizon Fios television. I mean, they do a great job, and they negotiate for those salaries, right? The corporations don't willingly give them that money.
But Rick, let me get to the chase here, though, of the difficult conversation I have. Aren't some of these things more dinosaur? My sons are on me all the time. Why do we have a landline? I still have it because people know the call row there, and that's why I do it. But you know what I mean? The demand, the type of stuff going on with that is decreasing. I feel for these workers, but isn't that a fact?
It's decreasing, but it's still necessary. They're, you know, for Verizon to try to abandon landlines, and by the way, optics and cable and the things that come to our home, right? It's not, I mean, there's still a line that comes in your home to give you a television, whether it's, you know, Fios.
Mm-hmm.
And fiber optics and all those things. So you're still going to have wire to the home. Whether or not people use landline, look, a lot of senior citizens, we still got over 55 million seniors in this country. A lot of them rely on that landline. People should have a landline because when what happened in New York, cell towers went down and landlines were still available because they were underground, they weren't touched, and people were still able to make landline calls.
Okay.
So it's necessary. Look, does my son have a landline? No. But do I? Absolutely.
Do I have one? Yes, I have a number of them. They help me do my radio work, and Verizon doesn't want to maintain them. Verizon is trying to sell their fiber optics business to a company that I think is based in, I think it's Frontier, based in Colorado. So you're not going to get any service out of them. And to talk about how much the CEO makes is a specious argument. They make plenty of dough, those guys. 28 past the hour, my comments here on the countdown.
A crash course on farming just for women. Today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America. She never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit. Neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Better equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Annie's Project is a 6-week educational program covering the fundamentals of farming, and it's ladies only. It began in Illinois, and there are now programs in 33 states, including Iowa, where Madeline Schultz is the program manager.
The 5 key areas that Annie's Project teaches are financial, human resource, legal, marketing, and production. Almost every farm decision centers around one of those 5 key areas. And so we really stress an overall big picture view of the farm and the decisions that are important to the profitability of that farm.
To see if Annie's Project is operating near you, contact your county extension office. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Yes, let's we're about the halfway point here in the countdown at 33 past the hour. Doug Steffen here with the most talked about topics on News Talk Radio this week, recapping where we are to this point. The Warriors NBA game number 10, Sports Talk Radio in general in there. The anti-LGBT laws, number 9 on the countdown. Number 8, the amount of government waste, the pig book that's been released this week. 9/11 documents, number 7. The Verizon strike is number 6. Let me say hi to the people listening around the country of the countdown in Austin and Indianapolis and Raleigh, Milwaukee, hello, Nashville, Providence, Norfolk, Greensboro, West Palm Beach, Jacksonville, Memphis, Hartford, all these people, Port Arthur, Texas. Good to have you on board and listening in as we continue now, starting with the second half of the countdown at number 5.
Number 5.
The report from the City of Chicago, the Police Task Force, which outlines how outrageously horrible the police system is, the leadership in Chicago. Here's host Jay Weber wondering out loud whether this report is going to make things better or worse.
A report has just come out claiming, oh, the Chicago PD is just flaming with racism and just rampant with racists. Oh. And if you think the Chicago cops have backed off before, just watch how they react to this. All right. You know, if you all insist on killing yourselves and protecting criminals and protecting gangs and drug runners and then want to blame us, go at it. Go ahead and kill yourselves for a while. We'll back off here. I predict a Baltimore-style spike in murder and criminal activity coming for Chicago as a result of this. And this is going to be, again, because Rahm Emanuel and his political team, to save face and save their jobs in wake of this intentional hiding of the Laquan McDonald video, they're going to throw the entire department under the bus. Chicago police have no regard for the lives of minorities, according to this study. The sweeping report that was released by a task force yesterday, a task force Rahm Emanuel set up. That's quite a place to start. The Chicago police have no regard for the lives of minorities. The task force report was unsparing when it came to the department's problems with race, saying its members heard over and over again from a range of voices who feel Chicago police are racist. The task force looked at, and who would they talk to, obviously. The task force looked at more than 400 shootings in Chicago from 2008 to 2015 and found that about three-quarters of the people wounded or killed in police shootings were black. Hispanic people accounted for 14%. Whites made up just 8% of the shooting victims, if you will. Put that in quotes. Well, gee, I wonder why. Census data shows that black, Hispanic, and white people make up nearly equal slices of the city's population. So why are African Americans being shot so much? Again, we can be PC idiots here and claim we don't know why, or we can be realists. This is all smoke and noise to try to get Emanuel past this scandal. And the CPD rank and file are not going to react positively. And we got a report here that it uses naked stats, no context, doesn't prove racism, doesn't prove anything. You know what? 100% of Eskimos are cold. Are they being discriminated against? Because that's an alarming stat. Are you telling me 100% of Eskimos are cold? Where is the most police presence required in Chicago? Where is it placed? Where is it assigned? Where is it insisted upon in Chicago? The crummiest, crappiest neighborhoods, often minority neighborhoods. What crimes are prioritized? Murder, rape, stabbings, robberies? This is what they're responding to. I mean, we know this is PC butt-covering baloney.
Number four item this week on our talk radio countdown, the review of the hot hits in talk radio for the week, is the incident involving the U.S. Navy and those Russian jets that were unarmed that buzzed over the top of some ships. Here's Frank Beckman, a radio host, talking to U.S. Naval Commander Kirk Lippold. He was the commander of the USS Cole. They discussed why the Navy didn't just shoot down those planes.
Russian warplanes and a military helicopter repeatedly buzzed a U.S. Navy destroyer in the Baltic Sea 2 days this week. Flew in one case about 30 feet from the bridge of the warship. People are asking a lot of questions about this. Why'd the Russians do it? Were they just trying to embarrass us? Why wouldn't they answer repeated radio calls from the U.S. naval vessel? And why did the Americans, after what happened in Iran with our sailors and the like, not to shoot down one of these warplanes when it flew by? As you heard the stories about what happened in the Baltic, what are the first thoughts that came to mind?
The first thought that came to my mind is we are having a flashback to the old days of the Soviet Union with Putin trying to exercise authority that you know, he really doesn't have with a military that no longer exists.
Without violating strategy, because I don't mean to put you in a spot that way, and if you can't say it, I know you'll just tell me. What are the protocols for a commander of a naval vessel when this kind of incident occurs, when another country's warplanes are buzzing your tower, basically, and not answering your commands over the radio? What are you told to do?
Well, the first thing you do is you try and take a step back and make an assessment. Typically, with our radar and our electronic monitoring systems, we will attempt to ascertain where they're coming from. Do we believe they're armed? Is there any hostile intent that they are going to conduct based on any radio communications that we may be listening to? What are they saying? What are the controllers telling the aircraft to do or not do? And from that, you kind of develop this intelligence picture that really says, is there a threat and is there a danger? So it wasn't like these guys just popped up on the horizon, went roaring on by at sub-Mach speeds, and we had no clue that they were coming. We were very well informed that this type of incident was probably being set up and was going to occur. And when it did happen, clearly they made an assessment. Hey, no need to react. These are aircraft interested only in inconveniencing us by stopping us from stopping the Donald Cook from doing flight operations. No, by the way, the Donald Cook is a little bit of history, is a guided missile destroyer, just like USS Cole, and was one of the two ships that came to our rescue the day after we were attacked.
Number three item. Wow, we're moving through this list very quickly today. Don't But let's not get relaxed here, because we have Afghanistan to deal with and the Taliban and all of the things that have been going on in the military this week. Here's radio professional Tommy Tucker with military analyst Mike Lyons about al-Qaeda and the Taliban, both at work in Afghanistan.
Is that a fair analogy that we thought, well, at least we got all the rodents removed, at least we caught them all and killed them all, and then all of a sudden you see something scurry across the floor when it's dark at night?
Yeah, no, that's a good analogy. I think it's virtually impossible right now to inoculate Afghanistan from this the scourge of al-Qaeda working with the Taliban. They're recruiting against ISIS for resources, and it's a large country. The central command of the government is only really back in Kabul, and as the United States has withdrawn any troops from the, let's say, the far off lands there from the capital, this enemy comes right back. And so all we have is drones now to go pound away at them, but this is going to continue to go on, I think, until some major changes happen in the central government.
I'm not trying to ask a stupid question here, but can you just give us a quick differential or description of ISIS, al-Qaeda, and the Taliban? Because do they have different goals? Do they work differently?
Yeah, they do. So let's start first. Taliban is a form of, when they perceive, a form of government that wants legitimacy inside of Afghanistan. They hide out in the mountainous region of Pakistan as well. They were the original ones that overthrew the Afghan government going back to the 1990s. And so they take over Afghanistan, and they allowed al-Qaeda, who was, let's say, peers of them, they're not necessarily on the same page, but they gave them a safe haven to train, again, back in the 1990s, early 2000s. Al-Qaeda then becomes the enemy of the United States. The United States goes after first the Taliban for allowing al-Qaeda the safe haven, and then al-Qaeda itself. ISIS comes along after.
Wait, al-Qaeda kind of outgrew and took over the Taliban?
No, what happened was the Taliban takes over Afghanistan, mm-hmm. and al-Qaeda is there coexisting with the Taliban in different parts, and the Taliban just let them do it passive-aggressively or for whatever reason. And then as the United States defeats both the Taliban and al-Qaeda, they start to wither away. ISIS then comes back and realizes Afghanistan could be a safe haven for them. They're recruiting foreign fighters, so they're now entering the fray. But they actually are not getting along with al-Qaeda. They compete for the same resources.
You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
This report is brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. For many, the American dream means financial independence. But is that a realistic goal for all of us? Most Americans consider themselves financially savvy, but a closer look at their finances doesn't always reflect their perceived understanding. According to a new study by Fifth Third Bank, financial independence was cited as a goal for over 80% of respondents. But for many Americans, staggering debt, poor retirement planning, and insufficient savings stand in the way of attaining that goal. 70% of Americans have some form of debt, yet 30% have no plan to pay it off. Jada Grandy, Senior Vice President, Fifth Third Bank.
Financial planning is one of the most important things you can do in life. From our survey results, we found that Americans are generally knowledgeable about basic financial concepts. The gap is applying that knowledge to personal behaviors in order to empower themselves for the future.
For more information, visit www.53.com/life.
Going on now at Guitar Center. Get a free gift card with the purchase of select guitars, keys, and drum kits. Grab the gear you need to make music and get up to a $40 gift card free with your purchase. Get a $30 gift card with select keyboard purchases over $299. Purchase a select acoustic or electric guitar over $399 and get a $40 gift card. Or get a $30 gift card with the purchase of select acoustic or electric drum kits. Come get your free gift card at Guitar Center's free with purchase event. Going on now, in-store and online.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Number two.
The number two item this week, a focus on the Zika virus. Earlier this week on my Good Day program, I talked to Dr. Ronald Hoffman about the latest from the CDC.
You're partially right, but just in case, you know, in the past we've had so many cases where the CDC and health authorities have cried wolf, and we felt that the public trust has been betrayed. But here, there really is a true threat. I mean, this is affecting hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people in the Southern Hemisphere. There have been scores and scores of reports of birth defects, and now they're conclusively linked to the Zika virus. In the past, there was some doubt as to whether there truly was a linkage. It was thought maybe it's the pesticide they're using on the mosquitoes that's causing the brain problems.
But even if there is, Ron, the way to fix it, there are these Rich's wife is from Colombia, so she was down there last week, and they buy these little bracelets for $10 that have DEET on them, and it's like a dog wearing a collar, or when you get the stuff, it keeps the bugs away from you. So what are we spending $2 billion for?
That doesn't really work, and besides, you know, splashing DEET all over your body isn't the greatest thing either for pregnancy. So,
really?
You know, we really need to look into this, and you know, I'm looking, even as we speak, I'm looking at Fox News on my screen here in my studio, and they're talking about the Zika virus. They've got the head of the National Institutes of Health on there, warning that we're going to have a bad season because it's getting warmer here. The dividing line where the mosquito that transmits it is right up to Massachusetts, includes much of New York State and much of the southern tier of the country, and is a potential problem. It's also sexually transmitted. So they're actually putting out warnings saying that women should not sleep with men without protection when there is risk of pregnancy in a man who's been traveling to some of these countries. So this is the real deal. They're working on a vaccine. And, of course, when they're working on a vaccine, you know, follow the money trail. There's a lot of big profits for big pharma. And, you know, they're ginning up concern, perhaps, so that they can have a financial windfall. But, I really do think that this is something we need to pay attention to.
Well,
hopefully it won't pan out to be as big a problem as we've anticipated in the past.
Scientists say that you can develop sterile flies that'll eat these larvae. There's a mosquito is a way of developing a sterile female
birth control for mosquitoes.
I mean, is that practical?
That actually may be a better way to do this than to have widespread spraying of dangerous pesticides in neighborhoods. You know, there are times of the year where you walk down the streets of Manhattan and they're spraying with this highly toxic chemical. They say, you know, keep your pets at home. But what about the people who are taking a late night stroll and their neighborhood as this truck comes by spraying, you know, this noxious cloud of toxic pesticide? And then it, you know, affects the water and you know, a biological cure where they try and trick the mosquitoes into mating with sterile females may be the right way to go. And most people get a mild infection, barely notice that they have it. They feel a little under the weather, and so it's not really devastating. But in pregnancy, it can be a super big problem. And some adults who get it have terrible symptoms, and they end up with neurological symptoms that are long-lasting. That's a Guillain-Barré syndrome. That's no picnic.
Right. Do you have faith in the CDC?
To some extent, I do. But,
yeah.
You know, they missed it. They've done that Chicken Little thing too much in the past, and they've lost a lot of cred.
By the way, those bands contain citronella, not DEET, so they're much better and more effective. 51 after the hour on the countdown.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one
item this week in the Talk Radio Review, it can't be anything other than the presidential race, right? Did you expect it to be anything? I'm not expecting it to be, between now and November, anything other than the focus on the presidential candidates and the race. Here our host Jane Foy and Rick Daniels talking to a newsperson Sarah Dutton about the latest polls on each of the presidential candidates.
There is a really big new CBS poll out today. Where shall we start?
Well, let's start with the Republicans. Donald Trump still leads Ted Cruz and John Kasich. 42% of our Republican primary voters support Trump for his party's nomination. 29% support Ted Cruz, and Kasich gets 18% support. So Trump's got a 13-point lead now, still in double digits, but that's smaller than the lead that we had for him last month. In March, he had a 20-point lead over Ted Cruz, 46% to 26%. So it looks like the race might be narrowing a bit. We're going to have to wait and see what happens in the next poll to see if this is part of a trend or sort of a blip that we're seeing this month. Now, he still leads with a really wide array of types of voters, and we've seen that all along. He's ahead among men. He's ahead among women. He's ahead among Republicans, independents, evangelicals, lower income voters, people who haven't graduated from college. So he's really ahead among such a wide group of types of voters. Now, Ted Cruz, at the same time, is ahead among those who are the most conservative and among college graduates and people who attend religious services pretty regularly. So
he's got some advantages with a couple groups of voters, too.
Now, do you always ask that question if a candidate attends some kind of religious service on a weekly basis?
We don't always. We do ask it periodically, but not in every poll. And it's an interesting measure of how religious people are. I think it's, you know, particularly important to look at this group, given that Cruz's support does, come a little stronger from the most conservative voters. So we wanted to see if he was also appealing to the most religious.
How is Kasich faring in all this?
Well, he's at 18%. He was at 20% last month. He does well with college graduates, but he's still behind Ted Cruz. He does fairly well with independents, but he's far behind Donald Trump. So he's not really winning any particularly demographic group of voters here. He's hanging in there with, as I said, about one out of five Republican primary voters.
Don't you love the way the news media skews all of this stuff? Yeah. No. Talk host Joel Riley now with correspondent Gomez about Paul Ryan saying that he's not a candidate. Not me.
Paul Ryan, a definite no, huh, Joe?
Yeah, he said that as much during a press conference at the Republican National Committee headquarters. He made it unequivocal that he will not accept, nor does he want, the Republican nomination should he be offered it at a contested convention in Cleveland. He said, count me out. He wants one of the candidates who've been running for the nomination to get it. And that still leaves a pretty open field. I mean, you have Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, Scott Walker. All these guys, of course, have suspended their campaigns. That does not mean, though, that they might not be written in on a third or fourth ballot if it comes to that once we get to Cleveland.
Yeah, and you talk about that. I think even if there is a Jeb Bush fan out there, even if there is a Marco Rubio fan out there, I mean, it boggles my mind that guys that went through the process, had their share at the podium, had an opportunity to run for delegates, didn't make it, and are now no longer a part of that conversation could again be a part of that conversation. I mean, Paul Ryan went through too.
That's true. Yeah, I think that, ultimately, I think that's probably going to result in a lot of voter anger, probably disenfranchised voters as well, if you see somebody like that potentially get the nomination. That's what Donald Trump is kind of banking on, is taking advantage of that anger and outrage. You see him at some of these rallies he's had over recent days, calling the political process crooked, calling it calling it a sham, saying that they're working to steal the nomination away from him. He said yesterday the RNC should be ashamed of themselves and should apologize to him after what happened in Colorado with Ted Cruz taking all the delegates, and then in Louisiana with Ted Cruz taking more delegates than Donald Trump. And even though he won Louisiana, same thing is playing out in Arkansas, where we saw that Donald Trump won the bulk of the won the state of Arkansas, but now it looks like Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio working behind the scenes to try to get more Cruz supporters as delegates kind of shadow as Trump delegates. So it's an interesting process that I think a lot of people don't realize the way it works.
You want to review the top 10 talk topics, go to DougStephan.com. You'll see on the poll page all of them listed: the presidential race, the Zika virus, what's going on in the Middle East, the Navy encountering the Russian jets, et cetera, et cetera. What's going on in Chicago, Verizon strike, declassification of September 11th documents, the government pig book on waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. For me, that's the number one issue. That's for me. Which is the most important one to you as we reflect on the individuals listening to this program? You can follow us on Twitter at Good Day Show and on Facebook /Good Day. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Stephan.
Hello. I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.